grandfather.
Yes.
Did he work in Wenningarden City?
Yes, he did. He worked at the laundry, in Wenningarden City Laundry, because he and his wife had started Kimpton Laundry after doing, before the war, and I'm not sure was his First or Second World War. I'm sorry, my granddad was not very informative. He was a very private man. He said they started the Kimpton Laundry, lived in Kimpton, had a nanny goat which followed grandfather around the village, so probably there might be some stories about him. I've never followed it up. But when he came to the Garden City, they had, first of all, a little transport business, which they bought a lorry, and my father then was old enough, I believe, to drive. But grandfather was rather over-ambitious and overreached himself, and they lost the business, so he worked for Wenningarden City Laundry. And that clock there is his retirement present.
So would you like to describe the clock?
It's a carriage clock, cherry wood, with a very nice face, and it chimes the hours. It just chimes the hours, which you'll probably hear in a few minutes, and the half hour. But that's my heart of the home. I really like that clock because it's the only thing I have remaining of my grandfather's.
Sentimental value.
And it's a family heirloom. We've been married nearly 60 years. We've had that all the time. So it's, and grandfather had it when he retired, so he must have had it 20 years, I guess, because he was 80 plus when he died.
What was his name?
William Croft. Okay, yes, so George William Croft.
Did he ever talk about the laundry?
No, he didn't. He didn't, but he did tell me that he was at Kimpton, at Kimpton, and he told me about the goat. His wife died quite young of cancer, so I never knew my grandparents on that side. I knew only granddad. And he and my father were the only two relatives that I knew on that side. And my father was killed when he was only 28, when I was 7. So soon after we moved into Goblins Green very long. And Grandad Croft told me that he'd been struck by lightning as a young man, just before my dad was born. And he said, don't ever be frightened of being struck by lightning. He obviously survived. He said it was the most wonderful sensation he'd ever known. Doesn't say much for his love life, but
amazing. But he's 5 to 80, so
he lived to 85, I think it was. Yes,
really?
Yes. Lovely. So yeah, there we go. He learned to drive. He was in service to the Bowes Lions, I believe. You know, is it Luton Hoo or Luton somewhere around there? Again, I've not followed it up, but he learned to drive a vehicle at Rolls Royce, the factory there. He was one of the early chauffeurs that they trained, so he was very proud of that. But I guess when he married, he left. As I say, I don't know.
Interesting that he left Kimpton to come here.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
There's the clock.
Lovely. Marking time.
Yes. They had a number of girls working in the laundry, obviously, and when war broke out, this is why I'm thinking it might be, I don't know whether it's, I think it must be the First World War, the girls left to go work in factories where they got more money. Yes, and they closed it.